KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
It is now 2:33, and this is KHUM Radio Without the Rules. We're going to do Coastal Currents right now. Let's get our music going. And thank you very, very much to the sponsors of Coastal Currents. Cocotat has been a sponsor since, I think, day one, back when Mike started this way back when. So giant thanks to Cocotat for keeping this program on the air. And a big giant thanks as well to Bayside Garden Supply on 101 between Eureka and Arcata. And thank you as well to Solutions EcoStore in the plaza in Arcata for sponsoring this program. I'm going to need to put your microphone on.
Can you hear me?
No,
am I here?
Not yet. Now.
Now I'm here?
Now we got you. Delia's here. Hi, Delia.
Hi.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Good to be back in the studio, for real.
Thanks. When you drive down to Ferndale all the way for like this 10 or 15 minute segment,
yeah.
Do you ever think, I'm on the road for like a half an hour, on the air for 15 minutes? That occurs to you.
Definitely. But then I get here and it's all worth it.
Okay, good.
It's so much better to be in the studio, and it's so fun.
Because I don't want you to be bitter driving. That's not good for anyone. Well, I appreciate you coming all the way down here to Ferndale, and our guest is here, Madison.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to see you.
Nice to see you,
yeah,
too.
Today I got to carpool down here.
Yes, very happy to be here.
Is it like this? Is the weather like this all the way? Or is it
foggier as you come down.
Is it, so there's
it
some sunshine?
Yeah. No.
No.
But it's really thick fog here.
Yeah. When you can't see the wildcats.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's like it's almost raining.
Yeah, we're pretty soaking.
We're getting
here.
Into fall. We were just talking about that.
Oh God,
it's feeling
yeah.
like fall.
All of a sudden.
It's been tricking us, though, because it's been this warm heat, and then all of a sudden, fall.
Yeah. it really felt like fall just hit.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. All right, well, this is Coastal Currents, and thank you both for coming down here. What is our topic du jour?
Yeah, so our topic today is all about keeping our beaches clean, basically. We're going to talk two things. Madison here is the person that is really responsible for organizing Coastal Cleanup Day in Humboldt County, and so we're kind of giving a little shout-out to everyone that participated, and a little Coastal Cleanup Day in review, almost.
Yeah.
We have some really fun stats, and, you know, we did really great this year, so
oh, yeah.
I'll let Madison take it over. She's our,
all right.
our coastal programs person at the NEC, so...
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a great event that gets people out there year after year. We've had people who've been doing it 20 plus years since it began. This is the NEC's 37th year at the for Coastal Cleanup Day. We are the originators. We created it. Started
yeah.
out as an Adopt-A-Beach kind of a program, and then the Coastal Commission adopted it and made it their own, and now it's an international event coordinated by the Coastal Conservancy.
Pretty awesome that it started here.
Oh yeah.
Does that put extra pressure?
You know, sometimes I feel it a little bit, but no, I love it. It's a lot of fun, and everybody's so wonderful about it, and they just expect it to happen. I think if it didn't happen, then hell would be raised.
Yes.
But it's a wonderful event. It gets people out there, see what kind of trash kind of ends up on our beaches, what our daily habits maybe have an effect on our ecosystem, and it's just such a wonderful event.
And this is kind of a pretty basic question, maybe a silly question, but so most of the trash that gets picked up is trash that, like, irresponsible beachgoers leave, or is it stuff that washes up?
I would say it's a mix, maybe. I feel like it's all kind of, you know, going around, regurgitating everywhere. So it's definitely like half and half, I would say. But
yeah, and it kind of depends where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, certain beaches, certain currents are bringing more of that marine debris onto the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe certain beaches that are frequented by people have more human left pieces of trash. So it kind of depends where you are at.
Okay.
Definitely.
But that's a cool thing about Coastal Cleanup Day, because you get this all this data.
Oh yes. I mean, we have over 60 sites in Humboldt County that people make it out to year after year. It's kind of a wherever you are, we're all a part of the watershed. You know, you could do it at your school. You could just clean up your street, you know, in the storm drains, whatnot. But it's really great to get everybody out to the beach and, you know, see that impact, what they can do to help their local beaches and friends and family and keep them all clean. But we had over 67 site captains for all of those beaches and over 700 volunteers who came out.
Which is basically double than last year.
Of what we had last year. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. That's terrific.
It's very exciting. But so all of these people who came out, we picked up over 6 tons of trash, which I think is about like 12,000 pounds. Wow. So it's crazy to think of a large number like that is just kind of sitting out there, and that we did get it out of the waterways. But it's a good number in the sense, like, wow, look at the impact that all these people can just clean up in one day and pull out of the system and make sure it gets properly, you know, recycled or into the landfills and whatnot. It's really amazing.
So of the 6 tons, what was the most commonly found item?
Definitely cigarette butts, which was kind of the main theme of this year's coastal cleanup. The Coastal Commission really wanted to try and figure out what we can do since it's been the number one most picked up item for over 25 years.
Wow.
So it just shows up everywhere. We, in Humboldt County, picked up over 5,000 alone. So pick up your butts, people.
Or
hold on to your butt. Yeah, there you go. But it's crazy to think of those little tiny pieces that you can just flick out and put wherever you want. But you can't because they're made out of plastic. They, you mm-hmm. know, they enter our waterways and end up in fishies and just pollution everywhere. Not a good idea. Let's try and figure out a solution for that.
I'm also curious, what were some of the really odd items? It's always kind of a fun thing to look back on.
You know, I did not really get too many odd items for Humboldt County, but the statewide, I think, item was the weirdest to me. It was a suitcase full of water that actually had fish in it.
Wow.
It was on the beach, and it had fish inside swimming around, apparently.
Live fish. So, on the beach?
On the beach.
Huh.
It was the weirdest thing. I could not imagine finding a suitcase and thinking, you know, oh, man, just another piece of trash, and then opening it up, and here's some fish swimming in their little suitcase. It's very weird.
That is bizarre. So no tsunami debris was found?
None that has been reported so far. The tsunami program that we have has ended after a 5-year cycle, which was really great. We saw some really interesting debris show up over the years, and that data has helped NOAA and the Ocean Conservancy kind of figure out, you know, maybe a pattern with all of that trash. But it was very interesting to see it over the years pop up and where it would go from Samoa and Point St. George, which were our two tracking locations. But it was interesting. You never really could guess, like, how much was going to be there in a day, or what if it was going to be a water bottle or a buoy or maybe a piece of wood or something like that. But, yeah.
So now that Coastal Cleanup Day is passed for this year,
mm-hmm.
If people were not involved this time around, there's a lot of other ways we can continue to keep our beaches clean.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm going to mention one thing, but first of all, maybe we could mention Adopt a Beach.
Yeah, Adopt a Beach. So all of you who made it out or didn't even make it out, maybe, the NEC runs an Adopt a Beach program where you can adopt a local beach that you love and you visit frequently. And we rent out supplies to you guys, little buckets and trash grabbers. And you go out 4 times a year or more, which we highly encourage because why not? It's fun. To go clean up the beach and come back and kind of tally up what you may have picked up that day. And it keeps the beach clean, number one. But it's also really great to enjoy a clean beach after you've picked it up. You know, it's an accomplishment I think people really enjoy. But the Adopt a Beach program is wonderful. We have, I believe, like 20 people with beaches so far who have adopted. But it's any beach that you can think of in Humboldt County that you would really like to adopt. So you can email us at adoptabeach@yournec.org for that one. And come by and figure out which one you'd like to pick, and we'll get it all set up for you.
So K-Hum could adopt Centerville Beach.
Oh, yeah. That'd be wonderful.
A great idea.
Yeah.
I think you should do that.
We should do that.
We might have to
We're
going to hold you to that now.
Yeah. Right. We'll help coordinate cleanups. There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, again, giant thank you to all the volunteers and site captains and sponsors.
Yeah.
For getting out there and really making this a wonderful event this year.
How did you get, I'm curious how you got rid of all that stuff. I mean, did you have a partner
HWMA
and all the local franchises all help with that and coordinate, and it was wonderful that they do that for
us
year after year.
Yeah, that's kind of a big effort to go to all these different locations and pick stuff
up. Yeah, so we have set dumpster sites where they put the dumpsters and then collect them and take them to HWMA. And
awesome.
It's really amazing, and it helps out a great deal, and allows us to see how much trash we pick up, you know?
Yeah. We were doing a Coastal Currents in anticipation of Coastal Cleanup Day, and I was talking to Delia, and in my mind, I'd always sort of thought, well, you know, this is good. Obviously, it's mm-hmm. good. But people are just going to come, and more trash is going to get deposited.
Yeah.
But the sort of mental breakthrough I had is I vacuum my carpet. And I'm going to have to vacuum it again.
Yeah.
It's not like I don't vacuum because it's just
exactly.
going to get dirty again.
Yeah.
So it's very beneficial.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the idea of, you know, reminding people that this is important and there's trash out there, and it's not like something that's going to automatically solve the problem.
Yeah. It's kind of an encourage. You know, we try and segue it to the Adopt a Beach program so that people can maybe focus on doing it more than once a year and see that impact over time of what they're cleaning up.
Yeah. And I would think that if you once you've participated in the beach cleanup, you're probably way less likely to trash the beach yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's great to get that out with the schools, with all the younger generation and everything, so that they can see, like, oh, I have a bubblegum wrapper. Let's not, you know, throw that on the beach. I'll put it in my pocket, and when I see a garbage can, I'll put it in there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, well, congratulations on the. It sounds like it was a huge success.
Crazy success.
Yes, definitely.
And it was a wonderful event. And love to thank everybody who was involved with it again. So.
Nice.
Yeah. And to continue our segue a little bit, another thing that you can do that's maybe even more simple than going out and cleaning up a beach is just voting. And I know everyone's probably sick of hearing all of the things that we're supposed to vote for this time around, but this is really important. It's the California bag ban referendum. So basically, a little bit of background is that back in 2014, California voted to ban the bag. And now, due to political maneuvering and the bag industry, the ban is now on the ballot as a referendum as Prop 67. So California has to vote again to uphold the bag ban. So it is a yes vote. Very confusing.
Is it so it was voted in, and then and then there was a court challenge, and then the court stated, or
so basically the bag industry got enough votes, just general votes, to put it back on the ballot. Not exactly sure, don't quote me on that one.
Okay.
So anyways,
so it's basically we're reaffirming,
we're reaffirming the bag ban.
Okay.
So it's a yes vote on Prop 67, and people here are very environmentally aware in Humboldt County, and so some of these things might seem a little bit obvious, but I'm going to say them anyways because they're really interesting. So, reasons why to ban the bag: they kill wildlife, poison the food chain, they're only used for a few minutes but last up to 1,000 years and never fully biodegrade. Less than 5% of bags are recycled in California. Here's a big one. Plastic in the ocean will outweigh fish by 2050. Think about that for a second. Craziness, right? So, anyways, lots of reasons, but, you know, ban the bag. There are a lot of cities and cities and counties in California that have already banned the bag. Like, Arcata has banned the bag. So, this will have nothing to do with individual cities, but it just makes it one giant sweep of the entire state, so everything is much less confusing. So yes on 67. And the other thing to mention is there's a Prop 65, which is a confusing one, and that is because it's called Dedication of Revenue from Disposable Bag Sales to Wildlife Conservation Fund. Sounds like a good thing, right? Well, actually, that'd just be taking the 10-cent tax and giving it to Wildlife Conservation Fund, which is not a bad thing necessarily, but it's in place of the bag ban, so we don't want... That's a no vote.
Okay.
Very confusing language. It's meant to confuse you.
It's its own standalone proposition, yeah, but it somehow affects the...
Yeah. So just vote no on 65, or just don't vote on it if you're confused, and just vote yes on 67.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I making this more confusing? Am I doing any good right now?
No, as you point out, it's confusing on purpose, which is annoying.
So even before the vote, you can endorse the Yes on Prop 67 campaign by going to Californians Against Waste, their website. And some people that have already endorsed this are businesses locally, like Pacific Outfitters and Cocotat, one of our sponsors.
Nice.
Also, Surf Rider, Friends of the Dunes, Humboldt Bay Keeper, and Humboldt County, and the North Coast Environmental Center have also already endorsed this. So you can go on their website. There's a link on our Surf Rider Humboldt Facebook page, or just Google bag ban. All these things should come up right away. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I've talked enough about that for now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, because you're right. That is, so if you just read that title of that proposition, it seems...
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yes on 67. That's all. That's a message.
All right. Great. Is there anything else to cover before we wrap it up?
Ocean Night, real quick.
Ocean Night is next Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a really special guest coming next Wednesday, or on the phone, via the phone. The director of the movie It Ain't Pretty, which is the new women's surf film, which is amazing, which we are showing at Ocean Night next Thursday. So, we're also going to be celebrating Coastal Cleanup Day there, too.
Yeah, we're going to be showing Into the Gyre as well, which is about plastic pollution in the ocean, and have like a little slideshow of all the people who sent in photos for Coastal Cleanup Day.
Awesome.
Got some great raffle prizes for our wonderful raffle. It's very fun, so you get to listen to us tell terrible jokes and rally up the crowd, so everybody should make it out at the...
Yeah.
All right, that's at the...
We'll remind you again next week.
Yeah, that's at the ATL, and that's coming up a week from tomorrow.
That is right.
All right, awesome. Thank you guys both. I really appreciate it.
Problem.
Yeah, thank you.
There's Coastal Crunch for this week. It will be... Don't give me that look. I'm going to mention that I'm going to podcast this. I will. I'm a little bit behind, but I will get to this anyway. Thanks again to Cocotat and to Bayside Garden Supply, and to Solutions Eco Store on the plaza. And thanks to Delia, and thanks, Madison, for coming down.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's our official song.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.